This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Greetings, I am Barry. If you're searching for answers, spiritual help, clairvoyant readings, healings, crystals, books, incense, or jewellery, you need to go to Infinity, Hamilton Spiritual Centre, in the new premises at 550 Anglesey Street, or you can phone us on 838 1838. This is your link between this life and the next. Become the change the world needs today. Greetings, I am Barry. This is The Voice Within for another week. So, here we are, October already. And we're going to get the lovely Michelle Buchanan to talk to us a bit about the numerology forecast for the month of October. Now, with elections coming up, listen very carefully, because this is a month when we have the power to do what we want, to make our own decisions. So just listen to Michelle and see what she has to say.
Hello, everybody. It's numerologist Michelle Buchanan here. How are you doing? Can you believe it's October 2023 already? We're in the final quarter of the year. Well, not yet, because this forecast is a few days early. But in a couple of days, we are going to be in the final quarter of 2023. Can you believe how quickly this year has gone by? And it's been such an incredible year on so many levels already. And as you've heard me say, and the forecasts that I've been doing throughout this year, that we have in numerology, a universal year number that's for the year itself, which in this case is 2023. And when you add 2023 together, 2 plus 0 plus 2 plus 3 gives us a 7. So that's a 7 universal year number that everybody on the planet is in and is influenced in some way. But bearing in mind, we are more influenced by our own personal year number. So I'm going to give you a little bit of a rundown here on what that 7 universal year means as a recap, because it is a really important year. What the 7 universal year is doing for all of us is it's influencing us and it's encouraging us to see the bigger picture of life, to dig deeper and to look into the secrets and mysteries of the universe, to look deeper into the bigger truths of who we are individually and what our own issues are, our own triggers, our own need for personal development, our own self-awareness, so that the greater we know ourselves, the deeper we dig into understanding ourselves and what we believe about ourselves and our life and our past and our present and where we're going, to understand how powerful we are as creative beings. And we do have a say in the circumstances and experiences that we attract into our life on a daily basis. And the 7 universal year is saying, see the truth of who you are, but also see the truth of what is going on around you, to not just take things at surface value or face value, to not believe everything that you may hear because everybody else thinks that way or because the mainstream news is saying it so, to really tune into your intuition and be listening to your own inner guidance. Does that feel true to me? Or in my life experience, what's my truth? Because 7 is the number of truth. So on one level, it's understanding the real truth of what you really are, which is you are a spiritual being having a human experience, and you are so powerful and so strong and so protected and so watched over, and you have guidance shining down on you. We all do, from higher sources, ascended masters, spirit guides, guardian angels, the angelic realm, Mother Earth herself, assistance from our galactic family of light. And this is a year where it's really starting to amp up. And it's not only this year, this will carry on from now on. It's just, this is a year that's really going to catapult everything forward. Now, also what the 7 universal year is encouraging all of us is it's encouraging us to also find our spiritual truth and to solidify, amplify, or increase or work upon building our own spiritual relationship with whatever it is that we believe in. So I just love that I get to talk about this here on the Hay House Live Forum, because if you're a Hay House family member, then you're already on that path of self-awareness, self-understanding, and forming a spiritual relationship with whatever that higher power is that you believe in, and utilizing it and cultivating it so that why you can raise your own vibration, you can become a lot more powerful, be more in alignment and more synchronicity with life itself through having a higher vibration through that connection that you've built upon. Also, to be doing more spiritual practices this year that we will carry on through for the rest of our lives, that once we've set them up, we will continue to be using them for our well-being and to increase our vibration. Things such as regular meditation, breath work, understanding how we're breathing, our health and our well-being, drinking more water, understanding what water really is and how powerful and how important it is to us since we are mostly made of water. Understanding our relationship to the stars and the planets. And you always hear me talk about Pamela Gregory and her astrological forecasts. If you haven't already heard me say that and you're new to listening to me, then look up Pamela Gregory on YouTube and listen to some of her astrology forecasts as to what's going on for all of us planetarily and astrologically. As well as understanding, you know, we can also, you know, a lot of people are getting into mindfulness, being aware of our patterns of behavior, looking at ourselves like we're watching ourselves as a third party, looking down at the bigger picture of life and getting an idea for who we are, why we behave the way we do, and why do I react that way, or why did I think that way? And if you trace it back, you will see that it's usually just an automatic pattern of behavior, an unconscious or subconscious pattern of behavior that's not even real or true and doesn't necessarily serve our greater good. So this seven universal year is encouraging us to stop and to look at that bigger picture and to put all the pieces together and rewire ourselves from a much more optimistic, positive, self-empowered point of view. Now, we've got that seven universal year that influences every single one of us, and that's the dominant vibration for all of us in terms of the universal year number. But we also have a universal month number each month that goes alongside the universal year. So that universal year number is a seven, and I just gave you a little bit of a description about that. But now let's look at the universal month number for October, and that's an eight. How do I get that eight universal month number? Because we get the universal year number seven, and we're going to add that to October, which is literally a one. Or a 10, you know, you add that to seven, seven plus one is eight. So that's why October is an eight universal month number with that seven universal year. And what does the eight do? Well, it brings the influence of self-empowerment. Now, in numerology, a lot of people focus when they're evaluating number eight, they're focusing on money, business, career, because it's known for that. And that is one aspect of the eight. Is that sort of thing, money, business, career, finances. But a really important part of number eight that a lot of people seem to overlook, but is extremely important, especially to all of us right now in this upcoming month of October, is self-empowerment and issues to do with our personal power. So it's really important, especially when you combine this with the seven universal year, to reclaim our personal power over anything or anyone that has caused us to feel disempowered in some way. So for some people, it will mean overcoming fears or overcoming a feeling of powerlessness or overcoming feelings of a feeling of having no control of what's going on, like Big Brother or governments or sort of that we're being controlled by the powers that be and we are powerless and we have no say. We are powerful. We're powerful creative beings. And when we focus our attention on the outcome that we want, because what we believe to be will be, and we attract what we believe and we attract what we focus our attention on. When we focus our attention on the fact that we are self-empowered, we do have a say, and we can create the outcomes that we focus our attention on, all of a sudden, we become self-empowered. And so whether you are afraid of financial insecurity, that you don't feel financially stable, whether you're afraid of the future or the future of the planet, or whether you're afraid of Agenda 2030 or whatever it could be, or the fear of being alone or the fear of being unwell or whatever it is, this is a month to really amp up that belief and that ability to release all of those fears and insecurities and to find that courage and strength within you, not only within yourself, but remember, we're in that seven universal year where we've got all that celestial cosmic energy and light shining down on us, waiting to just be utilized. It's sitting at our fingertips. All we have to do is recognize it, understand that it exists, and call it in. Invite that energy in to help you feel courageous, to help you overcome your fears, to help you see the glass half full, and to be self-empowered and to release any fears of being controlled or having no say in what happens to you in your life, because you have a lot of say. And this is what I mean about understanding how powerful we actually are as creative beings. So number eight is really, it's basically the number of manifestation when it comes to the law of attraction. And so because we're all in an eight universal month for October, especially if you are in a seven personal year, you know, you get a double dose of this. And so it's really important to understand the intricate details of the law of attraction and the manifestation process. And one of the easiest ways you can do that for free is to go onto YouTube and look up Abraham Hicks and watch some videos of Abraham there. Also, we have the, for those that are more technically, more scientifically based and like evidence and like to get right into the manifestation process from more of a scientific angle, look at your Dr. Joe Dispenza's. You know, for those that are old school, you go back to your Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, or people that just are skimming across the surface and are just an entry level, you might go back to your Secret, you know, The Secret or that sort of stuff. But of course, as you hear me say all the time, if you're a regular listener, Sandra Ann Taylor's Quantum Success, one of the best books on the manifestation process that exists out there. So let's take a look now. And I want to tell you about something that I'm reading at the moment. Well, I'm not really reading it. I'm listening to the audiobook because I love audiobooks and I love to learn and be inspired when I'm doing things out and about, whether I'm out walking, whether I'm getting the housework done and doing some cleaning. I've got my audiobook on. And what I'm listening to at the moment, guys, that's really making me feel so good inside and up, making me feel uplifted and really good. It's actually a Hay House title. I don't know if you can see it because my phone will probably reflect here and it is looking a bit shady. Yeah, it's not going to show up. But yeah, sorry about that. Hang on. There we go. It's actually by, it's called The Golden Future by Diana Cooper. And it's talking about what to expect and how to reach the fifth dimension, the 5D world, the new earth, which is where we are, which is where we're going. And what it will do is this book, which I absolutely love, it talks about what it's going to be like for us and what that feels like and how it's only within a 10-year period, 9 to 10-year period. And it's so inspirational. And I listen to it and I just go, oh my God, I feel so positive about the future, because sitting here right now, sometimes I freak out and I go, what the hell is going on? But I listen to something like this and it uplifts me and it gives me something to look forward to, because that's really important for us, is to look forward to something. And another amazing thing is when you have an idea or a vision in your mind of how it can be, whether it's something in your own personal life, a problem you're going through, a situation you're trying to overcome, when you have a vision of what that can be and how good it can be and the completion of it or the overcoming of it or the positive outcome in your mind's eye, and you visualize that, you create it and you attract it into your world. So by doing that with our everyday life, but also hearing about this world that we're moving into and what that looks like and how it's going to be on a day-to-day basis, wow, it will uplift and empower and inspire you. And that's really going to help you to get through these crazy times that we're sort of in right now, which are the days, times, and months of transition. So that's something that's really helping me that I wanted to pass on to you. Now, let's calculate your personal year number for this whole year. We're going to do this by adding the day and month of your birth date to number 7. Why number 7? Because 2023 is a 7. So once again, we're going to add the month and day of your birth date, and we're going to add that to number 7. And let me use the example birth date, the 28th of March, all right? We would go 2 plus 8 plus 3 plus 7, all right? So 2 and 8 is 10, 10 and 3 is 13, 13 and 7 is, what is it? 20. 2 plus 0 is 2. All right, so we're going to add the day and month of your birth date to number 7. You may end up with a double digit number. If you do, keep adding those double numbers together until you eventually get a single number between 1 and 9. That's your personal year number for the rest of this year. And I wish you a fantastic October, and I'll talk to you again next month for your forecast for November. All right, then, you take care. Bye.
called Saffron Dreams. That's off an album I bought when I was in India called Shiva Moon. I used to play at breakfast time in the hotel just above the Dalai Lama's temple. But that's another story. So, did you pick up on what Michelle was saying? We have the time now to decide our futures, what we want. With an election coming up, we need to take control and decide what we want, not what other people who get put into Parliament want. We have the right to change everything. Power of the people is the story. Now, Patricia Coda-Robes, this week's offering is Mother Mary.
Beloved Mother Mary is an exponent of the Divine Mother Principle on Earth. She has accepted the responsibility of holding the Immaculate Concept, which is the divine blueprint for each of us personally and for humanity's ascension in the light. This process requires recalibrating our DNA structures into the fifth dimensional crystalline frequencies of our Father, Mother, God's 12 solar aspects of deity. Scientists used to believe that our DNA was stationary and stagnant. We now know that our DNA is a shimmering waveform configuration that is, moment by moment, being modified by light, solar radiation, magnetic fields, sonic impulses, thought forms, and emotions. When humanity's I Am presences join together to collectively imprint the genetic codes for the 12 fifth-dimensional crystalline solar aspects of deity onto our DNA, these patterns ignite every cell in our bodies and lift us into alignment with our fifth-dimensional crystalline solar light bodies. This crystalline perfection is then secured in the nucleus of every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life on Earth. Once this is accomplished, our transfiguration will take place in what will be perceived as the twinkling of an eye. The Rosary for an Ascending Humanity is a gift from Mother Mary that is designed to help each and every one of us with our ascension process. The divine intent of this wondrous gift is to seal our bodies permanently in the immaculate concept of eternal youth, vibrant health, and infinite physical perfection. This invocation is stated in the first person so that we will each experience this gift of light personally. Know, however, that we are simultaneously invoking from the very heart of our Father, Mother, God, the 12 fifth-dimensional crystalline solar aspects of deity on behalf of every person on Earth. This is possible because we are one and there is no separation. And we begin. This is Mother Mary's Rosary for an Ascending Humanity. I am my I Am Presence, and I am one with the I Am Presence of every person on Earth. As one voice, one breath, one heartbeat, and one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, I now invoke the 12 fifth-dimensional crystalline solar aspects of deity, one by one. The first solar aspect of deity is sapphire blue. This exquisite frequency of light is now descending from the very heart of God and entering my fifth-dimensional crown chakra. The sapphire blue light flows down my spinal column and radiates out through each of my 12 fifth-dimensional crystalline solar chakras, transfiguring them into radiant suns of sapphire blue light. The divine qualities of God's first solar aspect of deity are divine will, illumined faith, power, protection, and God's first cause of perfection. My I Am Presence permanently secures these divine qualities within my 12 solar chakras as I affirm the words of beloved Mother Mary's rosary for an ascending humanity. Hail Mother, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, I Am. Hold for me now the immaculate concept of my true God reality from this moment unto my eternal ascension in the light. I am that I am. The second solar aspect of deity is yellow gold. This divine light is now descending from the very heart of God and entering my fifth dimensional crown chakra. The yellow gold light flows down my spinal column and radiates out through each of my 12 fifth-dimensional crystalline solar chakras, transfiguring them into radiant suns of yellow gold light. The divine qualities of God's second solar aspect of deity are unity consciousness, enlightenment, wisdom, illumination, understanding, perception, and constancy. My I Am Presence permanently secures these divine qualities within my 12 solar chakras as I affirm the words of beloved Mother Mary's rosary for an ascending humanity. Hail Mother, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, I Am. Hold for me now the immaculate concept of my true God reality from this moment unto my eternal ascension in the light. I am that I am. The third solar aspect of deity is crystalline pink. This divine light is now descending from the very heart of God and entering my fifth dimensional crown chakra. The crystalline pink light flows down my spinal column and radiates out through each of my 12 fifth dimensional crystalline solar chakras, transfiguring them into radiant suns of pink light. The divine qualities of the third solar aspect of deity are comprehensive divine love, adoration, tolerance, oneness, and reverence for all life. My I Am presence permanently secures these divine qualities within my 12 solar chakras as I affirm the words of beloved Mother Mary's rosary for an ascending humanity. Hail, Mother full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, I Am. Hold for me now the immaculate concept of my true God reality, from this moment unto my eternal ascension in the light. I am that I am. The fourth solar aspect of deity is white. This divine light is now descending from the very heart of God and entering my fifth dimensional crown chakra. The white light flows down my spinal column and radiates out through each of my 12 fifth-dimensional crystalline solar chakras, transfiguring them into radiant suns of white light. The divine qualities of the fourth solar aspect of deity are the immaculate concept, purity, hope, restoration, renewal, resurrection, and ascension. My I Am presence permanently secures these divine qualities within my 12 solar chakras as I affirm the words of beloved Mother Mary's rosary for an ascending humanity. Hail, Mother full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, I Am. Hold for me now the immaculate concept of my true God reality, from this moment unto my eternal ascension in the light. I am that I am. The fifth solar aspect of deity is emerald green. This divine light is now descending from the very heart of God and entering my fifth dimensional crown chakra. The emerald green light flows down my spinal column and radiates out through each of my 12 fifth dimensional crystalline solar chakras, transfiguring them into radiant suns of emerald green light. The divine qualities of the fifth solar aspect of deity are illumined truth, healing, consecration, concentration, and inner vision. My I Am presence permanently secures these divine qualities within my 12 solar chakras as I affirm the words of beloved Mother Mary's rosary for an ascending humanity. Hail Mother, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, I am. Hold for me now the immaculate concept of my true God reality. From this moment unto my eternal ascension in the light, I am that I am. The sixth solar aspect of deity is ruby gold. This divine light is now descending from the very heart of God and entering my fifth dimensional crown chakra. The ruby gold light flows down my spinal column and radiates out through each of my 12 fifth dimensional crystalline solar chakras, transfiguring them into radiant suns of ruby gold light. The divine qualities of the sixth solar aspect of deity are divine grace, healing, devotional worship, peace, and the manifestation of the Christ within every heart flame. My I Am presence permanently secures these divine qualities within my 12 solar chakras as I affirm the words of Beloved Mother Mary's Rosary for an ascending humanity. Hail Mother, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, I am. Hold for me now the immaculate concept of my true God reality, from this moment unto my eternal ascension in the light. I am that I am. The seventh solar aspect of deity is violet. This divine light is now descending from the very heart of God and entering my fifth dimensional crown chakra. The violet light flows down my spinal column and radiates out through each of my 12 fifth dimensional crystalline solar chakras, transfiguring them into radiant suns of violet light. The divine qualities of the seventh solar aspect of deity are mercy, compassion, cosmic forgiveness, transmutation, transfiguration, liberty, justice, freedom, victory, glory, oneness, and God's infinite perfection. My I Am presence permanently secures these divine qualities within my 12 solar chakras as I affirm the words of Beloved Mother Mary's Rosary for an ascending humanity. Hail Mother, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, I am. Hold for me now the immaculate concept of my true God reality, from this moment unto my eternal ascension in the light. I am that I am. The eighth solar aspect of deity is aquamarine. This divine light is now descending from the very heart of God and entering my fifth dimensional crown chakra. The aquamarine light flows down my spinal column and radiates out through my 12 fifth dimensional crystalline solar chakras, transfiguring them into radiant suns of aquamarine light. The divine qualities of the eighth solar aspect of deity are clarity, divine perception, comprehension, understanding, and discernment. My I Am presence permanently secures these divine qualities within my 12 solar chakras as I affirm the words of beloved Mother Mary's rosary for an ascending humanity. Hail, Mother full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, I Am. Hold for me now the immaculate concept of my true God reality, from this moment unto my eternal ascension in the light. I am that I am. The ninth solar aspect of deity is magenta. This divine light is now descending from the very heart of God and entering my fifth dimensional crown chakra. The magenta light flows down my spinal column and radiates out through each of my 12 fifth-dimensional crystalline solar chakras, transfiguring them into radiant suns of magenta light. The divine qualities of the ninth solar aspect of deity are harmony, balance, assurance, and God confidence. My I Am presence permanently secures these divine qualities within my 12 solar chakras as I affirm the words of beloved Mother Mary's rosary for an ascending humanity. Hail, Mother full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, I Am. Hold for me now the immaculate concept of my true God reality, from this moment unto my eternal ascension in the light. I am that I am. The tenth solar aspect of deity is gold. This divine light is now descending from the very heart of God and entering my fifth dimensional crown chakra. This gold light flows down my spinal column and radiates out through each of my 12 fifth-dimensional crystalline solar chakras, transfiguring them into radiant suns of golden light. the divine qualities of the tenth solar aspect of deity. Our eternal peace, prosperity, abundance, and the God supply of all good things. My I Am presence permanently secures these divine qualities within my 12 solar chakras as I affirm the words of beloved Mother Mary's rosary for an ascending humanity. Hail Mother, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, I Am. Hold for me now the immaculate concept of my true God reality, from this moment unto my eternal ascension in the light. I am that I am. The 11th solar aspect of deity is Peach. This divine light is now descending from the very heart of God and entering my fifth dimensional crown chakra. The peach light flows down my spinal column and radiates out through each of my 12 fifth dimensional crystalline solar chakras, transfiguring them into radiant suns of peach light. The divine qualities of the 11th solar aspect of deity are divine purpose, enthusiasm, and joy. My I Am presence permanently secures these divine qualities within my 12 solar chakras as I affirm the words of beloved Mother Mary's rosary for an ascending humanity. Hail Mother, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, I Am. Hold for me now the immaculate concept of my true God reality, from this moment unto my eternal ascension in the light. I am that I am. The 12th solar aspect of deity is Opal. This divine light is now descending from the very heart of God and entering my fifth dimensional crown chakra. The opal light flows down my spinal column and radiates out through each of my 12 fifth dimensional crystalline solar chakras, transfiguring them into radiant suns of opal light. The divine qualities of the 12th solar aspect of deity are transformation and transfiguration. My I Am presence permanently secures these divine qualities within my 12 solar chakras as I affirm the words of beloved Mother Mary's rosary for an ascending humanity. Hail Mother, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, I Am. Hold for me now the immaculate concept of my true God reality, from this moment unto my eternal ascension in the light. I am that I am. Each of my 12 fifth-dimensional crystalline solar chakras is now pulsating with the infinite light and divine qualities associated with my Father Mother God's 12 fifth-dimensional solar aspects of deity. From this moment forth, with every holy breath I take, my I Am presence is perpetually bathing my earthly bodies and all life evolving on this planet in the scintillating, multifaceted, multidimensional, crystalline solar light from the very heart of my Father, Mother, God. Now, with the assistance of beloved Mother Mary and my I Am presence, the fifth dimensional crystalline solar aspects of deity raise my earthly bodies the maximum that cosmic law will allow into the immaculate concept of my fifth dimensional crystalline solar light body. And I decree, I am the immaculate concept of my true God reality, now made manifest and sustained by divine grace. I am the immaculate concept of my true God reality, now made manifest and sustained by divine grace. I am the immaculate concept of my true God reality, now made manifest and sustained by divine grace. It is done, and so it is. Beloved I Am, beloved I Am, beloved I Am.
Well, thank you, Patricia, for that. Now, over the years, you've heard me talk about how I've got on this path by listening to the dismembered voice of Abraham. It was 1987 that we first started listening to him. And just this week, we laid to rest one of the ladies who was involved with us from that day on. And at our funeral, I played this.
One of us, by and by. It's in every one of us to be wise. Find your heart and open up both your eyes. We can
can we wait for you? Dare we wait for you?
Sir Harry Webb of Cliff Richard. That's from the soundtrack of a stage musical called Time. So if you listen to the words, within us we have the voice within to make our own judgments, to make our own decisions, to decide what is best for us and for all humanity, not just us alone. Back to the election again, it sounds like, doesn't it? Another voice we used to listen to later on after Abraham in the last 10 years was Susanna Emanuel. Now, Susanna now moved from New Zealand. She used to channel in our shop here at Infinity for 18 months, regularly every week, but she had to move to England to get a wider audience. And then she started to channel Chiron, which was, traditionally has come through Fred Sterling in Hawaii, but it's the same messages. This is one now, it's called What Is It You Wish to Happen to Your World? It's a few years old, but the message is still the same. Time for a change.
Greetings and welcome. I am Cap Iron, Master of Magnetic Force and Flows and Streams of Sacred Alignments. Many in your world may also know me as Cryon, but know that Cryon was never my true name. It was always the Great Cryon. And I'm here to bring the messages of great love and to help the people to understand divine love consciousness and what that means, and to allow the greater love consciousness to come to your planet. And the Universal Light Grid Programmer, Susanna Maria Emanuel, who's always been the Universal Light Grid Programmer, Divine Love Element, is here to work with my being, together with many beings of the great universe, to help the people to understand love and what that is. So during the teachings of the last few years alone, I, the Great Cryon, have brought through many ways of understanding divine love consciousness and how that was lost in the greater universes, and how now that can become part of your reality once again, because it needs to, as your world needs to understand how to come back into that divine love flow. That was always part of the greatest flows in the great land of Lemuria, and well before the great wars began in the universe, it was part of your universal love flows. So it is within your memories then to allow yourself to remember what divine love is and how that can reach the consciousness of mankind. This time before 2020, it is important to meditate upon what it is that you desire in your world to happen. Is it your desire to carry on in the flows of the past and always be in the pain and see the consciousness of mankind falling downwards? Is it your desire to see your world disappearing before you and your earth disappearing before you? Or do you desire to step into a higher love ray and understand how to save your planet and how to go into a whole new love range to allow your people to understand a new way of life? But everything is within your grasp at this time, as everything is within the balance and the choice of the balance. This is why this time is called the bridge, the living bridge, because you are able to choose between the two paths. And I, as the Great Cryon, am here to call the people, like I always promise, to allow them to go to the higher flows of love. But it must always be within the heart to desire it, because I, as the great divine aligner, great divine judge, cannot force people to do that, because you live in a universe of freedom and you are able to step into that greater freedom. By going into your codes of alignment to help you to understand what those codes are and to help you to grow into those greater codes, to help you to understand how to flow in the greater consciousness of love. So understand how beautiful this time is. You are able to choose between growing into the great love or not, and that is up to you, is it not? Always this has been the way of the great choice, whether you desired to flow in the great love consciousness of the heart or you did not. For all things have always been your great choice. In the higher universes too, you had that great choice, and always it was your great privilege to choose between your greater desire to go upwards into the higher evolution range or to fall back as it is also now, you are able to grow as a nation of great love, to grow into those codes of life that I, as the great Ka'iron, have provided for the people of the love who desire to come into the love that I can give to you through the divine activations, through the divine love element, Susanna Maria Emmanuel. Why? Because she is the blue archangel on the greater levels, and it is through her that all things can be aligned upwards, for she is the road upwards, and she is the one who can bring those codes of life through to the people to help you embrace all of greatness, to help you embrace all of life and all of the love, and to help you to step into a higher road of life, to help you to grow into that greatness. Now understand that I, as the great Ka'iron, have been offering the people the divine pineal gland activations for some years now, since 2015. And I desire to step into greater flows now with the people to help them to understand what the greater power of love is and how to become more enhanced with it. So all flows must rise upon the planet, and all flows must go into a higher love alignment to allow the people to consider what love is. Because do you understand what love is? I ask you. Many people upon your planet do not understand love and what that can do for you, because you do not understand that love is a force of energy. And when more people are enhanced with that force of energy, the greater that force of love field becomes. And the more you grow into the greatness to stand together in the love fields, the more that the love consciousness can become greater upon your planet to enhance all that is beautiful. All throughout the teachings on YouTube, I have been teaching that through Susanna Maria Emmanuel, how important the thought is and how important the consciousness flow is to help you to grasp it and to go upwards. So the divine coding that is coming to your planet through the divine activations is going to enhance all your beauty in an even greater way, a greater pathway, because of the great alignment that is happening and that is going to happen upon your planet. So understand that I, as the great Ka'iron, am working with the people like I promised the people in Lemuria. When the great fall happened, I, the great Ka'iron, stood before the people together with the divine love element, Laodicea, who in your day you know to be Susanna Maria Emmanuel, who's always had the position of the universal light grid programmer to bring in the highest rays of flows into the lower ranges, which was Lemuria in those days, for everything to climb upwards into the love. When everything fell, I, the great Ka'iron, stated, one day I will call you, and will you be ready to rise upwards into the great love? Will you then be ready to embrace your codes of alignment again? Will you be ready to step into divine love together, into the heart of love together? Or will you keep fighting it? Will you keep ignoring it? Will you keep aligning with other thoughts other than love? So this was always the great question. And now many thousands of years later, you are here in the 13th gateway, and I am asking the question, is there still love within your hearts? Is it enough for the people to state, great divine, we desire the love upon our planet and within our hearts. We desire to come and embrace that together. What is it that we must do? And I will stay to come to the divine activations, which will open up much more into the future, also to help the people to embrace collective love consciousness, so that they can step into the greatness together and into the great love together. Now understand that all things are going to shift upon your planet at this time, because you are in a 13th gateway and nothing is what it seems on your planet. You turn on the television and you may think that all things are happening in the way that you think it is, but all things are not the way you think it is, because everything is within an illusion, a mirror of thought. And when you come into the love, you will grasp it more as to what that illusion is, and then you begin to understand higher love flows and how strong that is compared to all that is seen upon your planet and thought to be real. So I am looking forward to helping many embrace the greater love within them. Always I encourage the people to consider all the teachings in the love and know that the great revelations are within there, because it is the time to bring in divine love alignment and for all things to be seen. So hence I have brought in a divine court case for the people to analyze all things. Now also realize that I am a divine being of great love, but it is the people who desired to allow themselves to hear the divine court case, so that you can hear it on your planet. So on a higher perspective, you desired as a collective to hear it so that you could make the choice here, because you know of the great choice that is to be made. And sometimes you don't want to see that choice on the human levels, but in the greater spaces you did desire that greater choice to be seen. So understand how important it is that if you see it and you make the choice, that you make it for your greater selves as well, so that you can ascend into eternal freedom. So allow all things to be heard by you, and allow all things to be examined by you too, so that you begin to understand what divine love consciousness is and how to grasp that within you and what it can do for your world. I'll leave you with that thought, and I am looking forward to talking to you again soon about another thought. Greetings, I am Kairon, Master of Magnetic Forces, Flows and Streams of Sacred Alignments. Greetings.
Greetings, thank you.
We've talked in the past about you are what you think, and words can have a dramatic effect on you. Bruce Lipton and all his experiments have sort of led this way. Now, this is something interesting I just came across. It's about new discoveries within our DNA. The surprising discovery by the Russians explains many paranormal phenomena. Russian scientists reprogrammed human DNA using words and frequencies. Genetics had finally explained previous mysterious phenomena like clairvoyance, intuition, recovery, the supernatural light, aura, and so on. The discoveries made by Russian scientists who dared to enter DNA territory that Western researchers couldn't explore. Western scientists have limited their research to 10% of our DNA, the part responsible for building proteins. They consider the remaining 90% of DNA as genetic waste. On the contrary, a group of Russian scientists led by a biophysicist and molecular biologist, Peter Agayev, decided that so much of the DNA could only contain valuable information. To explore the mysteries of this unexplored continent, they teamed up with linguists and geneticists to conduct an unusual study aimed at testing the effects of vibration and words on human DNA. They discovered something completely unexpected. Data is stored in our DNA the same way as it's stored in a computer's memory. Furthermore, it turns out that our genetic code uses grammar and syntax rules in a way that is very close to human language. They also discovered that even DNA base pairs structures follow rules and grammar and syntax. Seems like all our human languages are just verbalizations of our DNA. Changing DNA with spoken words and phrases. The most surprising discovery a group of scientists has made is that living human DNA can be modified and rearranged by spoken words and phrases. The key to changing DNA with words and phrases lies in using the right frequency. Using radio frequencies and modulated light frequencies, the Russians have been able to influence cellular metabolism and even correct genetic defects. Using frequencies and language, the group also did amazing results. For example, they have succeeded in transferring patterns of information from one DNA set to another. Eventually, they were able to reprogram cells for a different genome without a scalpel, without making a single cut. They turned frogs' embryos into salamander embryos. The work of Russian scientists provides a scientific explanation for why suggestion and hypnosis have such a powerful effect on people. Our DNA is naturally programmed to respond to words. Esotericists and spiritual leaders have always known this. All forms of suggestion and thinking energy are largely based on this phenomenon. The study conducted by Russian scientists also helps explain why these mysterious methods do not work equally well for all who use them. Because a good communication with DNA requires the right frequency, people with developed internal processes are more able to consciously create a communication channel with DNA. People with developed consciousness will need fewer devices for using radio and light frequencies. Scientists believe that with the development of consciousness, people will be able to achieve results merely by using their words and thoughts. So DNA and intuition, how intuition works and why humans can now use it. Russian scientists also discovered the genetic basis of intuition, or as also known, hypercommunication. Hypercommunication is a term used to describe a situation where a person suddenly receives information from an external source, not from their personal knowledge base. Nowadays, this phenomenon has become increasingly rare. This is probably due to the fact that the three major factors that inhibit hypercommunication, that is tension, anxiety, and brain hyperactivity, have become extremely common. For some living beings, like ants, hypercommunication is closely woven into their daily existence. Did you know that when the queen of ants is physically removed from the colony, her subjects continue to work and build according to the plan? However, if she is killed, all work stops immediately. Obviously, as long as the queen of ants is alive, she has access to the consciousness of her colony members through hypercommunication. Now that Russian scientists have discovered the biological foundations of hypercommunication, people will likely be able to make up that lost skill. They can learn how to use it again. Scientists have discovered that our DNA can create what is called magnetic wormholes. These wormholes are miniature versions of the bridges that form near existent stars. They are called the Eisen-Rosen bridges. The Eisen-Rosen bridges connect different regions of the universe and allow for the transmission of information beyond space and time. If we could consciously activate and manage these connections, then we could use our DNA to transmit and receive information from the universe's data networks. We could also reach out to other members of the network. The results of Russian scientists and researchers are so revolutionary that it is simply impossible to believe. At present, We already have isolated examples of people using certain methods, at least to some extent. For example, those who excel in healing or telepathy. According to many scientists who are actively interested in Russian DNA research, the results of these studies reflect important changes occurring on our Earth, Sun, and galaxy. These changes affect human DNA and the development of human consciousness in ways that only can be fully understood in the distant future. Well, isn't that interesting? I mean, you can say things to people like, "Oh, you're a naughty little boy," and it gets embedded into their data, into their DNA. Interesting stuff, eh? Can make this world a better place. Tonight at Infinity Spiritual Centre we have Light and Life, where you can come and meet together with like-minded people and share your thoughts. On Sunday you have the chance to go to the Lido Theatre and see the non-mainstream media version of what happened at the demonstration at Parliament last year, when demonstrations were against the people somebody had put there to look after us, but they didn't. And then the following Saturday we have Nemesh coming again. He's an artist, and he will teach you how to do a painting, and at the end of the Sunday you can go away with two pictures that you've done yourself, even though you've never painted before. I'm Barry, being the voice within. Kakite, shalom, namaste, masalam. May your God go with you.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.